Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Hwang. It's time now for the bigger picture. And the bigger picture really is, it was a pretty good singles day, wasn't it?
It was. And you are looking at records despite the muted promotions we've been seeing. So if you look at Alibaba, they posted a record sales volume of $84.5 billion. That is up from $78 million last time. And JD.com also breaking Singles Day records. And if you look at what Zalora is saying, they are also expecting the same. Seeing goods like athleisure, kids and beauty products all doing well, and a comeback for women's wear and occasion wear as well. Now, to get a bigger picture on where Chinese stocks are going, let's check in with Eng Tiam Chun. He is the CEO of Tiger Brokers Singapore. Morning, Tiam Chun.
Hi,
how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you get up to any Singles Day shopping?
Definitely, that's not a guy's hobbies, right?
Well, maybe shopping for stocks. Let's talk about what's happening in the markets, Tiam Chun. You run, of course, a fast-growing platform for investors and traders. What's your take when you look at China these days? Is the worst over? Is it attractive enough to start picking up the bargains and cheaper stocks again?
I think at the moment, some of all this news and impact is still remains in the market. So actually, we see that from industry to industry, the government of China is slowly looking at how to tidy up also so-called to clean up the policy and the process. So if you ask me, I think the China stock now, a lot of us, the investors, still be cautious. But you are right to the extent that those very big impact, you're looking at previously Didi and also Alibaba, all these things. We see after the reactions from the company, the feedback also called the positively react to what the government or the policy want to do. Actually, we do see that actually this episode might be slowly over. So I think, for those sectors which already been seen or so-called been readjusted on the whole market and also the expectations, actually it's a good time to looking at the right entry point to reinvest or so-called to re-looking at this portfolio again. Looking at all this, once ultimately all this is quite a necessity to us. So, and China's story, I believe that it definitely still continue for the next few years because of the growth and all this. So if you ask me, I think China's stock definitely can looking at it and start to build up some back. At the same time, be cautious for some of news that might be surprising you from China again.
Yeah, Tiam Chun, let's dive a bit deeper. If you look at the Chinese market, there are so many different sectors. If you look back at last year, how have your clients and customers been trading around Chinese stocks? What have they been doing, moving away from or getting into, or have they been rotating to other stuff?
Actually, from the kind of prospect we see, because of the pandemic, of course, we split into two stages. One stage is that when start to about half a year ago, all right, 6 months ago, China government start to looking at clean up, also called, we call it that, is to re-regulate some of all the sector. So before that, actually, everybody definitely still looking at tech stocks, a lot of the goods and potentials and really good China story, the concept and come out from China and listed in US. Doesn't matter whether it's education sector, or even is the EV sector. So that's how it is. But if you ask me currently, of course, I think some of the sector was affected badly. But if you're looking at EV sectors, you're looking at e-commerce sectors, I think all this definitely is still growth stage. And of course, some pullback due to some of the contractions, also called the readjustment. But all this policy, when they come out, definitely is for the corporate to overcome it. And also with the conversations with the policy maker, then how can all this be moderate at the same time still continue to grow the economy. As just now you say, you look at all the sales figure for the 11th November, definitely is still a growth stage. So if you ask me, I think the spending is still normal, definitely still growing, especially we're moving more from the physical to the e-commerce side. So some of all these sectors, I think should be still very potential for us to look out for the next half a year.
Yeah, talking about looking out for the next half a year, we've been watching inflation as a big factor these days. So prices going up and you've got supply chain disruption. What's the impact here when you look at how traders are behaving? Are they going to inflation hedges, so to speak? What are these going to be looking like? And where does crypto come into this conversation?
I think definitely that's a big topic for the past few days. I mean, everybody is concerned and also definitely worried about inflation. It's not a new topic, but definitely all these figures recently have been proven, also called, have been further confirmed that we really need to do something on the inflation. So I think the government's definitely, worldwide government is looking into policy to how to cap it, whether it whether in the short term or in the long term. I mean, if you ask me from the so-called the traders or the investment behavior, always, I mean, it's a bit cautious because it's too much uncertainty here. Talking about economic growth, whether we'll come back as what we expected, because growth doesn't mean that you will bring the stock market to go up. It must be growth with expectations. Then actually, it will be good for the stock market and investment. So I think to be cautious on that due to the uncertainty on the economic growth is whether it's still as expected and also the COVID cases, whether any changes. So I think we see a lot of the investor and also trader tend to be a bit conservative backed. I mean, do necessary hedging, all right, in different kind of instrument, whether some of them using options, some of them turn it into more portfolio basis. So yeah, I mean, that's quite a general kind of market sentiment.
Hey, Tiam Chun, and just to wrap things up, congrats on your latest milestone. The Singapore Exchange has just welcomed Tiger Brokers as a trading member, as well as a clearing member and depository agent of CDP. So you're currently a custodian broker. So how does this change things for you? What can we expect? Maybe any change in fees or structure? What are you looking out for?
Thank you so much. I think definitely this is a very good news for the whole group of Tiger Brokers. I think we have been prepared, also called get ready for it, for this so-called, it's really a quite inspiring moment for the whole company. We are ready for it, and also we are ready for further growth from there. For these kind of qualifications for us, is definitely, it will help us to further expand and looking forward more different, more innovative and improvement in our service and product. In the angle is that, I mean, everybody might know Tiger Brokers now in the investment area. When we come in, we really want to bring in more valuable and also value-added service and product to our user, to the regional investor. So looking at more qualification and all this, it's also implied that actually we have more control in some of our operations and also the process. So in this case, I mean, definitely with our innovative spirit on that, we're looking forward for how can we so-called make use of all these qualification more effectively. So to see that no matter in the whole operating process and also the product structuring. So all these things, we will see the benefit come to the so-called the investor and our user. Hopefully in maybe shortly, I mean 6 months to 1 year down the road, we can see more improvement and we bring in more value added to our investor.
All right, lots of changes for Tiger Brokers to watch out for down the road. If you're joining Ain Tiam Chun, he is the CEO of Tiger Brokers Singapore. Tiam Chun, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.